Today's daf is Psachim Daf Samach Gimel, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis Omar Rami Bar Rav Yuda Omar Rav. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refu Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sarah Aliza, Avadi Ben Miriam Leia, Dvora Bas Mecha, Shmuel Ben Tehila, and Chaim Yitzchak Moshe Ben Esther Reisel. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus for Yecheskel Shraga Ben Miral and for Shena Leia Bas Bela. Today's daf is being learned for Ilu Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadal Chaim Toivim. Reb Moshe Chaim. So the last Gemara that we learned was a little bit of a digression, a little bit of Divrei Agada. It discussed a Sefer that was known as Sefer HaYuchsin. We don't have that Sefer HaYuchsin now. The Gemara in a moment is going to explain why we don't have the Sefer HaYuchsin right now. But what the Sefer HaYuchsin was Medrashim that explained Divrei Hayamim. Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Divrei Hayamim Beis, and it seems that there were many, many Midrashim on Sefer Divrei Hayamim, and this Sefer Yuchsin were the Midrashim that explained it. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Rami by Rav Yuda Amar Rami, Yom Shnik the Sefer Yuchsin, from the time that Sefer Yuchsin was hidden, that's why we don't have it, Toshash Koicham Shal Chachamim. The Chachamim lost some of their Koyach. Toiras Mateshes Koichle Shal Adam, losing Sefer Yuchsin, even more so was Matish Koichon Shel Chachamim, the Keyam Oireneim, and it affected their eyesight. The point is, they were on some level unable to navigate the Yam HaTorah simply because they were missing in on all these Midrashim. Amar Mazutra, Mazutra said, just to give you an idea of what was going on in Sefer Yuchsin, Bein Otzel Le'atzel Ti'inu Dalet Me'agamli Didrasha. The difference between the word atzel and atzel. These are two words that are mentioned in Divrei Hayamim, which seem so similar, A, and B, so insignificant, yet there were 400 camel loads of drushes that Chazal said as relates to Sefer Yuchsin. Just to begin the daf on a light note before we dive back into the laws of Kachim. So it's Mavur in this last Gemara that we learned yesterday, and the first Gemara that we saw this morning, albeit briefly, that there was a Sefer called Sefer Yuchsin, and this Sefer Yuchsin was Medrashim and Divrei Hayamim. What came to mind was the thesis of Rav Reuven Margolis that we spoke about in Mesechtes Erevin. Rav Reuven Margolis in his Sefer Shem Oilam says a Dover Nifla, V'ru'uyin Hadvarim Lamisha Amram. He says you find many places in Shas where there's machlekes in between Rab and Shmuel regarding certain anoshim b'chazal that sometimes were referred to by one name and sometimes were referred to by another name. Just as an example, Nimrod is referred to as Nimrod. He's also referred to as Amraphel, Arpa of Rus fame, sometimes referred to as Arpa and sometimes referred to as Harafa. There's Shoifach that's also called Shoivach. Machlin and Kilyoin are referred to in a place as Yoyash and Saraf. And it was Machlik is Rav and Shmuel. Rav said the Iker name was one way and Shmuel said the Iker was the other way. The Gemara is not even sure who said what. And in a brilliant thesis, Rav Reuven Margolis said that I think we can be Megala who held what and even a little bit of a Hesber in it. And his punchline, which is the only part that we'll mention now, is that Rav held that if you notice when you go through all those names, one of the names were mentioned in one of the Sifrei Tanakh and the other one was mentioned in Divrei Hayamim. And Rav Shita was that Divrei Hayamim was Nitein Lidarish. It's all about drushes. And being that it's all about drushes, whatever name is in Divrei Hayamim, that's the name that you're supposed to darshan. And the one that's not mentioned in Divrei Hayamim, that's the Ikrin. Shmuel argued with that. But Al Kaponim, that's Rav Shita. That Rav Shita is that whatever it says in Divrei Hayamim, that is what's Nitein L'drasha. What did our Gemara say? Amar Rami bar Rav Yuda, Amar Rav. Miyom Shenigna Sefer Yuchsin. Rav is the one that's opining in our sugi, and he's talking about the 400 camel loads of drushes that you were able to say in the names. Otzalan, these are names in Sefer Divrei Hayamim. This is Rav L'shitasai, the thesis of Rav Reuven Margolis in the Sefer Shem Oilam. If you want to look it up, he talks about it a little bit in Ois Lamed Zayin, again in Ois Kuf Nun. He also discusses it in Ois Kuf Lamed Gimel, Ayin Shom V'Ayin Shom, says the Gemara Tanya. We learned in a Braisa, so we now return to our regular program, which is the halachos of machshavos that can disqualify a Karban Pesach. So we had the Mishnah on Daf Nun Tes Amud Beis that said a Karban Pesach is unique in Kachin. It's unique in the world of Shaloi Lishma, in that if someone did either the Shechita Kabbalah Lacha Zrika of a Karban Pesach, and he had a Machshava of Shaloi Lishma, the Lacha is, not only is the Karban Loi Olu Lebailim L'Shem Chayva, meaning not only would this Chabura have to bring another Karban Pesach, but the Karban itself is possible, which means you can't eat the Basar, you can't put the Emurim on the Mizbeach. It has many Kachin ramifications. We learned another Mishnah in Daf Samach Aleph Amid Aleph that said there are certain machshavos that disqualify a Karban Pesach that would not disqualify any one of the other Karbanis. And the Mishnah gave four examples, but it's really Arba Shehen Achas. If somebody shechted the Karban Pesach, only Shechita, and he had in mind Shaloi La'ichlov, or Shaloi La'menuyav, or La'rei La'melitmeim, Hatzad HaShavah Shebehen, as these are groups of people that cannot or will not eat from the Karban Pesach, the halach is that this Karban Pesach is going to be possible. Why would you have such halacha by Karban Pesach as opposed to other Karbanos? So eventually, at some point, we keep on kicking the can down the road, we have to address this. But it's because Achila in Karban Pesach is fundamentally different than Achila is Bashar Karbanos. And being that it's so critical when it comes to the Karban Pesach, a machshava that the wrong person is going to eat from the bas of the Karban Pesach, that in and of itself would have the ability to disqualify the Karban. The Mishnah said, what would be if you had a good machshava and a bad machshava? So on Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis, when the Mishnah discussed Shaloi Lishma, it was very clear. Lishma v'shaloi lishma, shaloi lishma v'lishma, pasal. Meaning, even though you had a good machshava as well, but the little bit of bad machshava that you had, the taruvos of shaloi lishma in your machshava is enough to disqualify the carbon. In the Mishnah, Daf Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, when the Mishnah was discussing the unique machshava that pasals a carbon Pesach, shaloi la'oichlov, shaloi l'mnuyav, la'rei l'mnuyav, la'tmeim, there the Mishnah said just the opposite. La'oichlov, shaloi la'oichlov, v'nuyav, shaloi l'mnuyav, l'mnuyav, la'rei l'mnuyav, la'rei is going to be kosher. Why is it kosher? So the Gemara on Daf Samach Amid Beis, the Samach Aleph Amid Beis brought a brisa that underpinned much of the last two dafin. But the point is, what we need is just that punchline. That if someone has a machshava of la'oichlov vishaloi la'oichlov, le'menuyav vishaloi le'menuyav, la'reilim vilim mulim, le'tmeiv le'tahirim, the halacha is kosher. Stating that, we're going to now be introduced to another shita in the Tanaim that disagrees with our Stam Mishnah, and the Gemara is going to discuss the first part of the Daf, different Mahalchim in terms of understanding what the Hezber in this Machloikis is. So what's this other sheet? Tanya, we learned in a Braisa. Achirim Oimrim. Achirim said, Achirim, also known as Rameir. The Gemara says in the end of Masech Tesoirius that because of a Maisa Shahoya Kachoya, Rameir became known in Beis Medrash as Achirim. So says the Braisa, Achirim said, Hikdim Mulim La'arelim, in the event that the Koyan did the Shechit of the Karban Pesach. He had a mind Lemulim La'arelim. What's the halach? If first he had in mind mulim and then areilim kosher, areilim lemulim possible. If, however, he was hikdim areilim lemulim, first he had in mind areilim, then he had in mind mulim, the halach is going to be possible. In other words, acherim was a kosev ashlishi hamachriya beinei. Acherim said that lemulim l'areilim is not always kosher. It's not always possible. It really depends. What was the first machshava? If the first machshava was mulim, it's going to be kosher. If the first machshava was areilim, then it's going to be possible. Says the word, Maishla mulim l'areilim de kosher. What's the reason if you had in mind first mulim and then areilim, it's kosher? The kula or labi l'velaka. Like the Braisa said on Daf Samach Aleph on the base. The only time it's considered a machshava is if it was kula arla. You had in mind only arla. If that's the case, then areilim lemulim nami kula arla bein and velako. So how come if you enact them areilim lemulim is the halachim that it's going to be possible? At the end of the day, after you had the machshava of areilim, you had the machshava of mulim. So based on that, it should be kosher. So the Gemara now is going to say three pshatim to explain the sheet of achirim. Says the Gemara, number one, is it possible that pshat in this price is that achirim holds eino l'shchita elo l'besayf? So what does this mean, eino l'shchita elo l'besayf? And the truth is, this next Gemara that we're going to learn, we can really learn in two ways. We can learn the abridged version, or we can go through the longer, extended version. If you take a look at the first Rashi here on Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, it's a very long Rashi, and Rashi goes in very much to a Gemara in Masechtas Zvachim, Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. So we're going to just learn the Gemara in the more abridged version, and Bezus Hashem, when we have related rate bites, we'll post the pertinent part of Zvachim Daf Lamed as a related raid bite. But for now, says the Gemara, there's a machlekes in Shas, whether yeshna l'shchita metchila v'atzoif, or eina l'shchita ela l'basoif. So what exactly does this mean? So number one, shchita means the same thing in Kachem as it means in Chulin. That's important. Whatever shchita means in Chulin, it also means in Kachem. What does shchita mean in Chulin? The first sugya in Masechta is Chulin. Shchita's roiv of the Beis Simonim. There are two Simonim, Halacha L'Moish Misinai, that you're supposed to sever in order for an animal to have had a proper Shechitas, many Halachas that govern how they have to be severed, but the most basic fundamental point of Shechita is the trachea and the esophagus. These are the two simonim of an animal. And when roiv of those two simonim was severed, that's when something's considered Shechita. The same is true as it relates to kachim as well. There's a machlokes that the Tanaim debated throughout Shas. How exactly does Shechita work? Meaning, the chaloi Shechita, of course, happens when roiv of the Beis Simonim was severed. The question is, when you start the Shechita process, so you're going through the Shechita, it happens very quickly, but however long it takes, or however short it takes, the amount of time of going through the Shechita process, do we say that what you did even before roiv of the Beis Simonim was severed, haste as Shechita? Or maybe it's only the gemar of the shechita that's called the shechita. Yeshna l'shechita mitchila v'atzoif means the tchila of the shechita, even though it technically didn't go into effect, is already a chalois shechita. Eina l'shechita ela l'besoif means that the shechita starts and finishes at the same exact moment, at the very, very end. So it says the gemar, maybe pshan and achirim is as follows. Maybe achirim holds eina l'shechita ela l'besoif. Okay. Which would then mean that the whole moment of Shechita happens in a fleeting second. It's geherifying. It's that second where Roiv of the Beis Simonim are Nigmar, they're being severed. That's when the Shechita happens. Uki the Ravo, and if that's the case, we would have to say that Ravo's right. The Omar who said, Adayin Himachloikis. Now this Ravo is, again, a reference to a Gemara Masechta Zvachim and Daflamin of an Aleph, where he argued with Abaya in Rameir Shita, who holds that anytime a person makes a remark that the reisha and the seif of what he said contradicts itself, the halacha is toughest lashon rishon. So this was one of the themes of Perek Tamei Nishchat so far. The machlokes Rameir and Rabbi Yosi, where Rameir says, if someone says, I raise a tumura saila, tumura shlamim, I raise a tumura saila, toughest lashon rishon. Whereas Rabbi Yosi says, af bigmar dvar of Adam nitfas. And there's a machlokes Abayev Rav and Masecht Zvachim, whether the only time Rameir's halacha of toughest lashon rishon is where there's a blatant contradiction between the two remarks, where it's impossible to make shalom between them. What if you can? Meaning, what if you would say, I want this animal to be chetzio tumura saila, and chetzio tumura shlamim? So at first glance, you would say that's not Rameir. That's not Tafas Lashon Rishon. Tafas Lashon Rishon is where you contradicted yourself. Okay, so then we'll say Tafas Lashon Rishon. But over here, you said exactly what you meant. That you meant what you said. I want half Azai, half Azai. Now, if it's not possible, okay, so it's not possible. If it is possible, it is possible. Learn Masechta the Smur and figure out what to do with it. But it doesn't sound like this is a textbook example, Rameir Rabbi Yosi. Either way, the Gemara in Masechta Zvachim is Toila, Eina L'shechita Ela L'besoif, with whether or not Rameir holds Tafas Lashon Rishon, even where you can reconcile what he meant or not. Now, what does that have to do with our sugya? So again, we're doing the shorter version. Ayin Shab, it says the Gemara, Pshat Rameir could be, le'in yoneinu, that he holds, Acherim does, eino l'shchita, elo l'besayf. And if that's the case, you're going to have to say what Rava said, and that is adayin himachloikis. Why? Ayin Shab. But you're going to have to say that Rameir, whose halacha is Tafas Lashon Rishon, said it even where you said Chetzio Tmura Saila V'Chetzio Tmura Shlomim. What's the point? What's the punchline? Hikdem Mulim La Reilim. In the event that you said first Mulim and then Areilim, Mulim Chayla Reilim Loi Chayli. Mulim's going to be Chal Areilim is not going to be Chal. Hikdem Areilim La Mulim. If you said Areilim first, Areilim Chayli, Mulim Loi Chayli. Again, this is not an easy Gemara, but let's just speak out the punchline. The punchline is, what the Gemara is saying is that maybe the reason Acherim holds that if you Makdim Mulim La Reilim, it's okay, but Areilim La Mulim is not going to be okay, it's because Acherim is Rameir. So it's Rameir L'shitasa that holds Tafas Lashon Rishon. And being that he holds Tafas Lashon Rishon, we only hear the first thing that you said. And being that we only hear the first thing that you said, so if you said Mulim L'Areilim, it's Mulim. That's why it's going to be Kasher. If you said Areilim and then Mulim, it's going to be Pasul. You know why? Because, what do you mean? You also said Mulim. And it's not V'chol. Oh, the Teretz is because Tafas Lashon Rishon. But the Gemara is just adding one knach, and that is that it's only going to be true if you hold Eina L'Shechita Ela L'Besayif. So if you hold Eina L'Shechita Ela L'Besayif, so the whole moment of Shechita happened so quickly, so it's that 1 second, in that 1 second, I say Tafas Lashon Rishon, all I hear is Areilim, and that's why I'm on Rechem with the fact that you said Mulim afterwards. But if you would all Yesh L'Shechita Metchila V'Atzayif, this wouldn't work. Why not? I am long Rashi, and the Sugi Masechta Zvachim Daf Lamed. But the point is, what's the first Hezbo and Acherim Shita? What was the kasha? The kasha is, Manavshach, if you hold of the drash of a chal aril, that you need to think completely l'shem aril in order for it to be a machshav apiselis, then even if it was hiktim arelim l'mulim, and if not, even if you were makdim mulim arelim, the teretz is, really, in theory, Rameir holds the chal aril. And really, based on that, you're 100% right. If you have a little bit of a machshava of mulin, that should be enough to say that it's going to be kosher. Hiktam arelim mamulin at the time of the shechita, because that's the only time this machshava can impact. Where yesh ain't the shechita elo the besayif, it happened so quickly. Throw in tafas lashon rishon, I don't hear arelim. I don't hear mulin. If I don't hear mulin, so all I hear is arelim. If all I hear is arelim, it's for that reason it's going to be possible. I'm a rabbi, but rabbi said no. I disagree with this. Maybe really acherim holds yesh no l'shchita b'chila v'atzayif. This has nothing to do maybe with that sugya mesech des vache. Whatever, what are we talking about over here? What's Pshana Achayim Shita going to Gama? It's talking about where he had in mind really a Mulim and Arelim. He had in mind both. Bein Lamulim, Bein Arelim. However, he only said Arelim for like his Bikloimer Lamulim. He didn't say Mulim, Achenigmer Ashita, Barelim. And by the time he said Amulim, it was done. He had already finished the Shita. So at the time that he did the Shita, he was thinking Arelim Amulim. Which would have been a good thing, because v'chol aral, the only time it's a machshava piselis is if you only think arel. If you think mulin, it's okay. But you know what happened? When he talked and he spoke out what he was doing, he only said arelin. He never said mulin. He rather did say mulin, but a day late and a dollar short, after he already finished the shechita. Okay, ubahoplikin, this is the machloikis. Now who's the machloikis? Meaning acherim in the braisa and the stam mishnah and daf samach aleph amid aleph that didn't make the schilik between hiktam mulim la'arelim and hiktam arelim la'mulim. You know what the machloikis are amazed? Ramei holds loy binam pivali b'shavin. He holds you don't need pivali b'shavin. Meaning if you have a machshava one way and you say something else, we go based on what you said, not based on what you thought. You said arelim. You didn't say Arelim and Mulim. You thought Arelim and Mulim, but you need Pivoli by Shavin. So the fact that you thought Mulim doesn't impact because you didn't say Mulim. If that's the case, all you have is a Machshav of Arelim. If all you have is a Machshav of Arelim, it's going to be possible. What was the Kasha? It was Arelim and Mulim. The Chol Aral, you have to only think Arelim. That's true. But once you said Arelim, and you didn't say Mulin, so now we have to go based on what you said, not based on what you thought. You only said Arelim. Rabbanan, what are the Rabbanan hold? Being a Pivoli Beishavin. No, you have to have the Pivoli Beishavin. And if that's the case, you need Pivoli Beishavin. So it's not going to be a Machshava only of Arelim. It's going to be a Machshava of Arelim and Mulin. And for that reason, it's going to be Kosh. But the Gemara Sofer Rameyer, Lo Bina Pivoli Beishavin, is that true? Rameyer holds, you don't need Pivoli Beishavin. Meaning a Machshava simply of Arelim is a Machshava HaPaiseles, even though you were thinking Mulin and Arelim. V'rim Minu, HaMeschavim Leim, Truma Vama Meiser. If somebody wanted to be Mafresh Truma, and instead he said Meiser, right? You can confuse that. Or Meiser Vama Truma. He wanted to be ma'afresh ma'is and said he was ma'afresh shuma. Person makes a neder, a shvu. He says, I'm not going to enter this house. And by mistake, he said the other house. He made a neder. I'm not going to have enough from Ruven. And instead, he said Shimon. Lo yom ha'klum. It's nothing. So what's the kasha? You see from here, you do need pivoli b'shavim. Now, this Mishnah doesn't say anything about Rameyer. But it's a Stam Mishnah. And Stam Mishnah is Rameyer. So the Gemara's cash is, if you see from this Mishnah that there's an idea of Pivoli by Shavin, now we're discussing over here, being Mafresh Truma and Meiser, and Dorim and Shvuas, but it would make sense that there's a Pivoli by Shavin as well when it comes to a Machshava Piselis. So how could you tell me Rameyer Shita is that loy being on Pivoli by Shavin? Over here you see Rameyer holds you do need Pivoli by Shavin. Elmar Abaya, Snabaya said, Reshad Amma Simon Rishon. We have to say a different Pshat. You know what Pshat in Acherim is? How come Achirim holds that if you amak the mulim la'arelim, it's kosher, but if you amak the arelim la'mulim, it's going to be pasul? The reason is because of another important halach in kachem, and that is the Reish is talking about the amas simin rishon la'mulim, the simin sheni af la'arelim. He said at the time that he shechted the first simin, either the trachea or the esophagus, whichever was the first. When he shechted the first simin, he had in mind mulim, and then by the simin sheni, he said af le'arelim, meaning mulin and an arelim. So what's the halach? It's going to be kosher. The besimin sheni nami psicha be'mulin. Because as long as you have a machshava of mulin, even if you also had a machshava of arelim, the chol oral teaches me it's going to be kosher. Sefer, however, where you amakdim arelim lemulin, where the halach is your pasul, it's the amas simin rishon la'arelim only, and simin sheni lemulim only. The besimin rishon, when it came to the simin rishon, halay psichi be'mulin. He didn't say anything about mulin. Okay, for a male tamei, here's the punchline. This is a male shitase the amar mefaglim mechatzim matter. For a bana l'tamei odamri, a mefaglim mechatzim matter. So that machloikis, remain chacham mefaglim mechatzim matter, is one of the major machloikis in the Masechet Zvachim. But the point that the machloikis is that there are certain avoidos that happened in shlavim, right? They happened in in part. So for example, zrika is a classic example. A chatas had to have four zrikas, or four hazois. Each hazah is an avoida, but really it's only part of an avoida, because it's the set of four together that make up the avoida. If someone would have a machshava during one of the zrikas of the four, but not during all four, is that a machsheves pigles and not a machsheves pigles? Machlegs remain the chachamim. Ramei holds mefagul mechatzim mater. Chamo e mefagul mechatzim mater. What's the lumbus? Ramei holds a chatzim mater is chashav. It's a thing unto itself. It's its own entity. The chachamim say no. It's only a part of a greater whole, and really, it's the unit together that makes up what it is. That's why, according to Rameir, machsheves pigul and chatzim matter is a machsheves pigul. According to chachamim, machsheves pigul and chatzim matter is not going to be a machsheves pigul. When you do a shechita of one of the two simanim, it's considered chatzim matter. And being that it's considered chatzim matter, if you hold mefagla mechatzim matter, that means shechita simen echad. If you had a machsheves pigul, it would be a machsheves pigul. Says the Gemara, very gishmak. If that's the case, who adin? If you would have a machshava during one of the shechitas hasimanim v'shem oral, even if by the other simon you had in mind v'shem mulin, who cares? At the end of the day, you did a complete avoida where all you had in mind was mulin. Oh, if that's the case, then it's pashut halacha, it's going to be possible. The whole halacha of the Mishnah of mulin and arelim kasha was predicated on the fact because in the same avoida that you had in mind arelim, you also had in mind mulin. But if you hold mefaglim b'chatzim mater, so every avoida now can be subdivided into several avoidas potentially. As it relates to shechita, you have two avoidas. You have the shechita of this simon, you have the shechita of that simon. So, Rameir l'shitasoi, who holds throughout kachin, mefaglim b'chatzim matters, comes up a lot. It's the same Rameir that holds over here, that if you would have a machshava of la'arelim by one of the simonim, it would be a problem, even though you had in mind by the mulin, says the Gemara. That's Pshana Rameir that holds la'arelim. So what's Pshana Rameir that holds? If you would machdim arelim the mulin, the halach is it's going to be puzzle. You also had in mind mulin. Rameir obviously argues with the Mishnah Daf Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. But the question is why? So the Gemara had three suggestions. Either pshat is this is Rameir l'shitasa old tafas lashon rishon, which the Gemara was toiling a sugyim zvachin Daf Lamed Amud Aleph with ena l'shchita ela l'besoif. Or pshat Rameir is because it's talking about where you never said mulin. You really only said arelim. What do you mean? It says hiknim arelim the mulin. You thought arelim and mulin, but really you never said mulin. Because you never said mulin, Rameir holds loy be'inon piv v'libay shavin, and as a result, the machshava of la'arelim is a bad machshava, even though it's not shava to what you were thinking, because you were thinking mulin and arelim, and you only said arelim. So at the end of the day, what are you left with? You're left with the machshava of arelim. Why? Because that's all you said, even though you thought mulin, but doesn't matter. What do you mean? You didn't say what you thought. Loy be'inon piv v'libay shavin. That's the second shot. The third shot is it's because you had the machshava during one of the simanim, and this is Rameir l'shitasai, where Rameir holds that mefaglim mechatzim mater. So if that's the case, the machshava of la'arelim that you had in one of these two simanim, that in and of itself is enough for it to knock out this entire carbon. The whole tzad of mulin and arelim being kosher is because even though you had a bad machshava, you also had a good machshava. But that's pashut. If you would have a good machshava in one avoid, a bad machshava in another avoid, it'd be a problem. In Rameir's world, each one of the simanim are like two separate avoidas. That's Rameir's shita, mefaglim mechatzim matter. And that's why la'arelim by one simon and la'mulim in the other simon is going to be possible. So just two quick ha'aras as it relates to this part of the daf is, number one, this is just a classic example of understanding Rameir. So in yesterday's raid bite, we spoke about Bruria, Eshes Rameir. Today, the first part of the daf is all Rameir. And really, Rameir in Shas is presented in three different ways. You find Rameir mentioned as Rameir, like it's Rameir Rabbi Yehuda. You have Stam Mishnah, that's Rameir. And you have Acherim, which is also Rameir, which is interesting, right? Rabbi Akiva doesn't come in Shas in three different ways. Rabbi Yehuda, Ahu Chassid, maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda Barabbi Loi. But Rameir is presented throughout Shas in three different manifestations. You have Rameir Oimer, you have Stam Mishnah, that's most of Shisha Sidra Mishnah, which is Rameir. And then you have Acherim Oimer, so many brises about Acherim, which is also Rameir. Now, why was Rameir Stam Mishnah? Rameir was Stam Mishnah because Yehuda Hanasi, Rebbe, who wrote the Mishnah, who was Mesader the Mishnah, was a Talmud Muvik of Rameir. In fact, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi said in Erev and Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis that the reason he shtayg to the levels that he did is because he saw Rameir. Although he only saw him from behind, and he said had he seen him from front, You can imagine where he would have shteik to. I saw the Ben Ishchai in the Sefer B'niyo on yesterday's daf samich beis amud beis. So he says that what's the pshat bruria ishtei shel Rameir, she became such a lamdan. So he says puk chazi Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said in Erev and daf yud gimel amud beis that he saw Rameir me'achayrei and because of that he merited v'hoyu einecha royes es merecha. Says bruria was ishtei shel Rameir. She lived together with Rameir. She saw Rameir. That's why she shteik so much. Says because of the Gemara in Erev and daf yud gimel amud beis as I shteik to Ben Ishchai in the Sefer. But either way, so Rameyer was one of the Rabbeim of Rabbi Yudan Nasi. Rabbi Yudan Nasi attributed so much of his aliyah to Rameyer, but more than that, Rameyer also had a tremendous ability to speak Beloshon Kitzara, and he had a beautiful Koyach HaLoshon, and he wrote very poetically and very succinct and Katsar V'Lanyan. And it's for that reason, Rabbi Yudan Nasi, when he put together the Mishnah, and he did it with the backdrop of La Olam Yeshana Adam Tamid B'Derech Ksara. He was looking for courts and sharf, so he picked Rameir. But either way, Stamish is Rameir. What's Acherim? Why is Rameir sometimes referred to as Acherim? So we always speak out Toysfus in the first part of Masechta Saita that brings the Yeshayimrim that says that it could be all the Torah that Rameir was Mekabel from his Rebbe, Elisha Baravua, also known as Acher, is presented in Shas as Acherim. And all the Acherims in Shas is really Toirosoy Shal Rameir, Aliba de Elisha Baravua. But the point is at the end of the day, it was all Rameir. Whether it's a Snam Mishnah Rameir, whether it's a Rameir Oimer, or whether it's an Acherim Oimer, it's all Rameir. And you can ask Kashas from Acherim to Rameir, and you can make Lashitosois from a Snam Mishnah to Rameir, as the Gemara did. This is Exhibit A in our Sugi right here. Just one other short Ha'ara, and that is a very important Rashi and Toisvis in our Sugi. It's Negeya, the Cheshbon of the Sugya. I don't think we have to go back into it, but one thing we saw in the Gemara is the Gemara really throughout the beginning of Perek Tov and Nishcha, when it refers to machshavos that can disqualify a carbon, so often the Gemara is describing what you said and what you didn't say. And really, this today's daf is a classic example where the person is having the machshava of lemulim la'reilam la'meilam. And Zokta Gemara, what was going on over here in the century to Zacherim? Oh, it's talking about what you said, Arelim. But you were thinking Arelim and Mulin. Pivoli Beishavin, Loibin on Pivoli Beishavin. And at first glance, very hard to understand this Gemara. Why? Because Lachaira, we're dealing with Machshavos. A Machshava is a Machshava. We know what that is. You don't have to speak out of Machshava. So what do you mean Pivoli Beishavin? Who cares what you said? It's all about your Machshava, right? If dealing with a chalois that you have to speak out, like a neder, a shvua, you have to say it. If you don't say it, it's not going to be chal. So then there's a shaila. I said one thing and I was thinking something else. Pivoli b'shavim, loy b'in a pivoli b'shavim. But over here we're dealing with machshavos. We're dealing with the machshava of la'arelam, which is a bad machshava. So why are we even reckoning b'chal with what you said? All we should care about is what you were thinking. So if you take a look at Rashi and Toisvis in the Sugya, they both explain the Sugya in the same way. Rashi is Dibra Maskel v'hocha b'mayaskinon, the last line. Kol machshava de kachim, moitzi b'pifu. Whenever you find the idea of machshav in kachim, it's always something that you would have to say b'peh. Toisvis Dibra Maskel, Rameir sava loy b'in ha'pifu li b'shav. Mikan medak degri. Da'ha dekari b'chol duchti pigol psul machshava lav dafka. De'enoi pigol ad she'yoytzi b'svasav. De'ibim machshava talyum nusa, etc., etc. But either way, Rashi and Tosfos both say the same thing. That the only way really to learn our sugya, the sugya of Pivoli b'shavin, is if you accept this one fact, and that is that the word machshava, which is the first word you're exposed to when you learn kachin, machshava shloi lishma, machshava spigel, the special machshavas that we've been learning about up until this point, the word machshava is a misnomer. It's not really machshava. What it is bepeh. A machshava has no ability to impact the carbon in a negative way unless you actually speak it out bepeh. As I state in Rashi and Toisvis, in Tamim Nishchat Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph, he's a very important Ma'ar Mekoymus in the world of Kachem. The truth is, there's other places that Rashi says this, and there's other places that Toisvis says it. Toisvis in Zvachim Daf Beis Amud Aleph says, Ubeperek Hamafkid Pirashti, Hode Machshava Peiselos Bekachem, Iba Dibur Hazevach Nasa Shaloi Lashma, Oy Afilo Bemachshava. Toisvis says in Perek Hamafkid from all places, he was Meirich in this and he discusses it. So this is something that's scattered literally throughout Shas. Psochim, Bava Metzia, there's many Mar Mekoymis and Zvachim, but just one Ha'ara as relates to this note. And that is the Rambam, when he brings the halachas of Machshavas that disqualify a carbon, so the Rambam says, Shalosh Machshavas, Shapoislin as a carbon, the Elohein. And he goes through the different machshavas. The Mishnah Melech is medayik from the Rambam. Midivri Rabbeinu Nira, the chol machshavah, the kachim havi, afilu b'loy ha'itzabepe. From the steam as loshen harambam, says the Mishnah Melech, it sounds like the Rambam didn't hold, like Rashi and Tosfos say in Perek Tamanishchad, he quotes our sugyo, and in different places in Shas, that machshava bikachim is a misnomer, and really it has to be bedibur. Now it's not 100% clear what the diak is, but sholish machshava is saying shepoislin as akrobonis, and the Mishnah Melech felt that from the Rambam's loshoin, certainly from the fact that he was soisein, it would seem that he held nalik Rashi. If that's the case, he asks the Geshmak Akasha. He says that the Gemara says in Masechet Zvachin, Daf Chof Tes Amid Beis, if somebody has a Machsheves Pigel, if someone has a Machshav of Shavoy Lashma, he gets Malchus. You get Malchus, it says in the Torah, Lo Yichashev, and the Alochni is that you're going to get Malchus. Right, the Gemara, how can you get Malchus? It's a Lav Shein by Maisa. And a lav she'im b'maisa in loikin olav. So why would you get malchus for having a machshava shaloi l'shma? Says the Gemara, you're right. Hamani Rabbi Yehuda hi da'amar lav she'im b'maisa loikin olav. It's going according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds lav she'im b'maisa loikin olav. But says the Mishnah Melech, have a Gemara, zvachim choftes amin beiz, that if someone has a bad machshava when he brings a carbon, if you hold lav she'im b'maisa loikin olav, you're going to get malchus. Freak to Mishal Melech, I don't understand. Bishloima, if the way a machshava works is you say the machshava, say you can get malchus. There were Edim that heard you say pigle, that I'm going to eat the basar chutzlas mana. There were Edim that gave you hasra and know exactly what happened. So it makes sense that you can get malchus. But if it happened to machshava, the only idea of machshava is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not the one that administers the Malkus. It's a fake to Mishnah Melech. He doesn't understand. Vishloim alay Rashi and Toysis throughout Shas, that it has to be Bedibur, so it's very geschmack. You can get Malkus. If you hold Lav Shem and Maisel like an Olaf, then you can get Malkus. But if you learn like the Rambam, that the Rambam says the Mishnah Melech held, machshava means machshava, which means machshava, so nobody knows it happened. So he says, if nobody knows it happened, how could you get malchus? There's a similar Gemara, says the Mishnah Melech, in the end of Masechta Sanhedrin, right before Perek Chelik, with Perek HaNechnakim, where the Gemara says, if someone's koivish nevuasai, he's chai mises bezin. Right, the Gemara, who knows that you were koivish nevuasai? Who exactly is this witness that's going to say that you had a nevuah and you were koivish nevuasai? No one knows it happened. So it's impossible to give a person mises bezin. So right, the Mishnah Melech, like the Rambam, that it happens be Machshava kipshutoi, so he says doesn't understand how you can get malchus. So Rabbi Kiveger famously wrote Haggais on the side of his Rambam, and in Rabbi Kiveger's Haggais on the side of the Rambam, he brings the Mishnah Melech's kasha, and he says the Mishnah Melech is tzorich in God. I pasha lo yodati my kusha. I don't understand what his question is. Why? The Rambam holds that you can be over the Isra Pigel even the machshava. That's true. That's true. You don't have to say anything. Says Rabbi Kiveger. But what would be if you did say something? You'd also be over the Avera. And in that case, you'd get Malkus. And you'd, according to Rabbi Huda, that holds Lav She'im Ben Maisa, like you know, that's all the Gemara means. The Gemara never said that every single time a person's over Lo Yichashev, every time a person has a bad Machshav, he's going to get Malkus. The Gemara just brought a Braisa, that it's possible to get Malkus for violating the halacha of having a bad Machshav. For the Gemara, it's Lav She'im Ben Maisa. And for the Gemara, we're going according to Rabbi Huda, who sheet and chases the Lav She'im Ben Maisa, like you know. Are you going to tell me, how do you know? Akasha Famaisa, he said it. If he didn't say it, he doesn't get Malkus. Okay, so what? The Braisa never said every single instance you're going to get Malkus. The Braisa just said this Malkus. It's an Elohein Aloikin. There's a Malkus for this Avera. You have to come up with a Hechatim to Edom. No, obviously, if Edom don't know and they didn't give you a straw, they can't give you Malkus. So, of course, it's talking about a Hechatim to Edom. No. How did the Edom know? You said it. Okay, Mazel Tov. So, Enechanami, the only time there'll be Malkus is in that case. But it doesn't mean that the only time you're over the Avera is in that case. So, Rabbi Kiveger says that, Lo Yodati my Kushya. And at the end, he says, Upashat. He says, it's Pashat. He doesn't understand the Mishnah Melech's Kashna. This is not Sarachi and Hashem Yareinai. Right? You have to be Medayik, Lashoni, Azov, Rabbi Kiveger, the way he asks questions. He says, I don't understand the question. And what I'm saying, says Rabbi Kiveger, is Pashat. Either way, on that note, we turn our attention, sort of, from bad machshavos while the Karban Pesach was brought, me'inyan le'inyan, ba'oysay inyan, to different halachos as relates to the Karban Pesach. Soch the Mishnah, shoychet as a Pesach, if somebody shechts the Karban Pesach, al ha'chametz, while he has chametz in his house, so the halacha is oifer. He's going to be over a loisase. So what exactly is this loisase? The Torah says, in two places, This is a pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim. There's another pasuk earlier in Parashas Bo. These are almost identical psukim. But either way, the Torah says not once but twice. You're not allowed to shech the carbon Pesach if you have chametz. It says the Mishnah. Not just that's too loud. Yehuda says that even though Pashup Shat the pasuk is referring to the carbon Pesach, but at the same time, if the Tomet Shabbein Arbayim was brought at a time where there was chametz, that would be an issue as well. Reb Shimon is a third sheet. He says a Pesach Bar Ba'asar, a carbon Pesach that was brought on Erev Pesach after Chatzois, Lishmoy, and it was brought Lishem Pesach, Chayev. Meaning, if you had Chometz, then you'll be Chayev. Shaloy Lishmoy Potter. If, however, the carbon Pesach was brought Barba Asar, and it was brought Shaloy Lishma, then the Halacha is going to be Potter. Shar Kol Azvachim, as relates to other Kabbalists, Ben Lishman, Ben Shaloy Lishman Potter. You're always going to be Potter. Ubemoyet, on Yontif, not on Erev Pesach, but on Yontif, Lishmoy Potter, if you brought a Lishmoy, the halach is going to be potter, meaning the carbon pesach lishma is going to be potter. Shaloi lishma, if you brought the carbon pesach, shaloi lishma is chayiv. Vishnar kol azvachim, other carbono is ben lishma ben shaloi lishma and chayiv. On yontif, you're going to be chayiv. Chutz min achata, sheshachta, shaloi lishma. With there, the halach is you're always going to be potter. Okay, so a lot of information. The Gemara is going to explain everything, but just super high level before we start the Gemara. And that is, we're discussing a lav that's again mentioned in the Torah twice. Lo yisizbach al chomitz tam zivchi. The first time, Leisishchat al chametz dam sivchi. That's the second time. Pashup Shat the pasuk is talking about the carbon Pesach. That's the carbon that's associated with chametz dam zivchi. That's the context. Certainly, the pasuk in Parshas Bo is talking about the carbon Pesach. But both psukim are really referring Pashup Shat to the carbon Pesach. So there's clearly a lois haseh if you shech the carbon Pesach while there's chametz. Stating that the Tanam argued whether or not this halacha is applied to other karbanos as well. Rabbi Yehuda's shita is even the carbon tamid. Rabbi Shimon's shita is even other karbanos. However, you have to read the fine print in Rabbi Shimon because Rabbi Shimon said a lot. But starting in terms of this iser of leisizbach alchamis dam zivchi and leisishchat alchamis dam zivchi, we have three shitas. We have the shita of the Tanakam, it's only true for the carbon Pesach. We have the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, carbon Pesach, and the Tamid Shalvein Abayim. And then we have the shita of Rabbi Shimon, who said that this halach is going to be true, say for the carbon Pesach. It's going to be true for the Tamid Shalvein Abayim. And it's going to be true sometimes for Shar Karbanis as well. Zok the Gemara. Amar Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Rav Shimon ben Lakish said, "Loi chayiv. You're not chayiv for this iser of leisishchat al chametz dam zivchi and leisizbach al chametz dam zivchi. Ad shiyeh chametz l'shoichet. If either the only if the shoichet owns the chametz, oy lezoyrek." The one that's doing the zrika owns the chametz. Oy le'echad mimnei chabura. Or if anyone in the chabura owns the chametz. So again, Rish Lakish said, number one, he's going to say something else as well. But the first thing he said was, is who has to have the chametz in order to violate this iser? One of really three people. Either the shoichet, who could have nothing to do with the chabura, or the zoyrek, who also could have nothing to do with the chabura, oy le'echad mimnei chabura. Any member of the chabura. So think of a chabura, 20 people that bring in this carbon Pesach together. They're not necessarily qualified to do the shechita. Only a kohen could do the zrika. So if the shechit, whoever it is, no relation to this animal, no relation to anyone in the chabura, if he has chametz, we violate the iser. The zoyrik violates the iser. If anyone in the chabura violates the iser as well. Rashi says that Pasha, you would think only the shaychet. That's what it says in the Torah. Lo sishchat al chametz nam zivchi. So how do you know even the zayrek? So Rashi brings a drasha, a mechilta, that's marba even the zayrek. How about echad mimnei chabura? So that's something that the Gemara is going to bring on the bottom of the yamid. But this was only the first thing Rish Lakish said. Second thing he said was ma'achei imay ba'azara. That the only time you violate the zisr is if you have the chametz in the azara. But if you have the chametz in your house, for example, even though you're being over by your rabbi, your matzah, it doesn't matter. You're not going to violate the zisr. That's Rish Lakish's group. Yechon says, afa b'she'en imen ba'azara, even if you didn't have it in the azara. It doesn't matter where you have it. Now, Lach is going to be over. Says, Gemara, Michael Miflegi, what's the hezber and the machloikis between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish? Whether the only time you over this isr is if you have the chametz in the azara, even if you don't have it in the azara. Says the Gemara, ilim ba'al b'samach kamifle. If you're going to tell me they're arguing, how to understand the word al. It says in the Torah, leisishchat al chametz, leisizbach al chametz. Maybe the machlokes is, does al mean samach or not samach? Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says al b'samach. Maybe Rish Lakish says al means samach, so it has to be samach to the shechita. So where you're shechting the carbon pesach, that's where you need to have the chametz. Rabbi Yochanan Sava, why be in an Abba Samach? Therefore, it doesn't matter where you have it, says the Gemara. Mitzad Echad, this would be very geshmak. You know why? Because this happens to me in Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish somewhere else in Shas, where they argued about the word up. You know what the problem is? For a fligu b'chadas himna, they really argued about it. So if they argued about it, why do they have to argue about it again? Right? It's interesting. Sometimes the Gemara will say, oh, it's geshmak. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish al Lashita Sayu. And sometimes the Gemara is going to say, it's very nice. It's geshmak arayt that al Lashita Sayu. You don't have to tell it to me. Once they argued about it once, so we know it the second time. Says, so where do you find that they argued? This time we learned to the Mishnah. So the carbon taida was unique in many ways. One of the ways that it was unique is that it came together with bread. 40 breads, 30 with matzah, 10 with chametz, which is why you couldn't bring the carbon taida on Pesach, you couldn't even bring it on Erev Pesach because of the 10 breads that were chametz. Now the breads were just breads. They were baked, and they were just good old-fashioned breads. However, they had kedusha. Kedusha has a carbon, but they only got the kedusha after the carbon taida, the animal part, was slaughtered. So the shechit of the carbon Pesach somehow beamed Kedusha onto these breads. So the Mishnah is discussing what happens if the carbon toida was slaughtered properly, but the lachma was chutz lachem, was outside of Yerushalayim. Loi kideish alechem. The lach is, the lechem doesn't have kedusha. My chutz lachem, Rabbi Yechem, chutz lachem is based pagi, like we just said, it was outside Yerushalayim. Av chutz lachem is hazar kaddish. But if it was outside hazar, it's going to be kaddish. V'loi b'inan al basamach. Because you don't need al, literally, Reb Shimon Lakish Amafilu Chutz L'Chaimis Azar. Even if it was outside of the Chaimis Azar, Loi Kaddish, it's not going to be okay. Alma, because he holds Binan Al Basamach. Now, where does Al come into the carbon toida? Because the pasuk says VeHikriv Al Zevach HaToida Chalos Matzis. So the Torah uses the same exact word Al, and because the Torah uses the same exact word Al, we have the same Machlokes. Reb Shlakish holds that the only time the lechem can get kedusha is if the lechem was literally physically in the Azara. Because it has to be samach. Al means samach. Rabbi Yochanan says, as long as it's in Yerushalayim, it's going to be okay. Because al doesn't have to be samach. So you see, Rish Lakish holds al means samach. Rabbi Yochanan holds al doesn't mean samach. So the Gemara says, although it would be Rabbi Yochanan lishitasayu and Rish Lakish lishitasayu in our sugya, that Rish Lakish holds al means samach. So when it says, lo yiseh shuchat al chametz dam zivchi, what does it mean? It has to be in dazar. Rabbi Yochanan holds al doesn't have to be samach. Because Rabbi Yochanan holds, even if the lachmi toida not in the Azara, it's going to get kedusha. That's Rabbi Yochanan said, "Afo pisha eni my bazar, you're going to be chay." But the problem is, they argued about it already. So if they argued about it already, why do we need the machlokes for a second time? Maybe they're arguing about the halach of asra safik. So what's asra safik? This is a big sugi in Shas. In order to get malchus, you would have had to have been warned by Aden. There's machlokes in Shas whether hasra safik shma safik or loy shma safik. The man that holds Asura Safik, Lo Shema Safik, is of the opinion that if two Edom are going to warn someone and tell them, you should know, you're not allowed to do what you're about to do, and if you do, you're going to get Malchus, it only works as if at the time that the person's doing what he's doing, or not doing what he's supposed to be doing, it's Bivatuach. It's guaranteed that he's been going with Avera. If there's a Safik to the Edom at the time of Asura, where this person's even doing an Avera by doing what he's doing, it could be it's not Asura. That's what the man Nama Hasra Safik Lo Shema Asra holds. The man Nama that says Hasra Safik Shmei Asra, as long as there's a chance that you're doing an Aveira right now, even if I don't know for sure, it's not going to be a problem. So what does that have to do with our sugya? Gevaldik. Who's being over the Isser of Lo Sishchat Al Chametz Dam Zivchi? The Kayin, whoever's doing the Shechita. He's not allowed to do the Shechita. If what? If there's Chametz. If who has Chametz? Echemim Nechabura, the Zoyreg, right? Or the Shaykhin himself. Now if the Chametz is right here in the Azara, so you can give the person Asra. You know for sure whether he's being over to Isser. If, however, the Chametz doesn't have to be here, so how could you ever give the person Hasra? Because you know for sure if there's Chametz in Echam Ibn Achabura's house. So if the Chametz is going to be here, so it won't be a problem of Asra Safik. So says the Gemara, maybe the Hezbollah, the Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, is whether Hasra Safik Shema Asra, Olay Shema Asra. If Asra Safik Shema Asra, so then even if it's not here, like Rabbi Yochanan said, Afal Pisha Eini Me Bazara. But if Asra Safik is Olay Shema Asra, so then it would have to be Zochta Gemara. Even though that would be a very nice Hezber in the Machloikis, but the same Kasha. Hapligi Bachadas Himna. And it would even be Rabbi Yochanan Rishlachas Shitasayu, but they really argued about this somewhere else, and we don't need the Machloikis a second time. The Itmar, Shvua Sha'ichal Kikos Uayoyim. If somebody made a Shvua that I am going to eat this bread today, then the day passed and he didn't eat it. Rabbi Yochanan Rishlachas Damit Shavai Enu Like. Rabbi Yochanan Rishlachas were in agreement that you don't get Malchus. Rabbi Yochanan Enu Like. Rabbi Yochanan says you don't get Malchus. Why not? Very simple. What was that Veira? He didn't eat what he swore he was going to eat. Okay. Not doing something is aimed by Maisa, and you don't get Malchus for an aimed by Maisa. But Mitzad Asra, there's no reason you wouldn't get malchus. Rav Shimon ben Lakish am einu loike mishum da havei asra safik vasra safik loishma asra. Why is it asra safik? So just picture the scene, visualize it. Someone made a shvuah, I'm going to eat today. Two Adam walk up and says, you know, you swore you're going to eat today. Eat. You didn't eat? You're being over an Aveira. What do you mean? The shki is in 4 hours. I have plenty of time to eat. How do you know I'm being over the Aveira? So it's a classic example that at the time of the Asra, we don't know for sure whether the person's being over the Aveira or not. And as a result, it's going to be Asra Safik. Now, it just so happens, it's very Gishmak. Rabbi Yochanan Shita is Asra Safik Shma Asra. Rish Lakish Shita is Asra Safik Loi Shma Asra. Which would work very nicely. That's what Rish Lakish would say. You need the Chametz and the Azara. Because otherwise, you can't give him Asra. It's going to be Asra Safik. But the problem is, they argued already. So again, what's the Hezman? Machlis Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. We have two machloikas in Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish that would fit beautifully into this machloikas, where it's mamash l'shita sayo. Is al samuch, or does al dan have to be samuch regarding the lachmi toida, right? Just look how the whole shas comes together. Or is it a question of asra safik shma, asra aloy shma, asra and hilcha shvuas? And again, it all works out nicely. But the problem is, why do we need this machloikas? What is this adding? There has to be some chiddush over here. Sokti gemara. I have to say, really the machlokes is regarding Al. Machlokes is, does Al mean Samach or does it not mean Al not mean Samach? Meaning, again, just to be clear, Reb Shlokish who says the only time you violate the Isra of Leisishchad Al-Chamiz Zamzivchi is where it's Al. It's literally, the Chamiz isn't Nazar. Reb Yochanan says, no, Al doesn't have to be Nazar. And it's Reb Yochanan and Reb Shlokish regarding the Lach Mitoida. Reb Shlokish says that the only time the Lach Mitoida get Kedush is Vehikriv Al Zevach HaToida Chalas Matzes. It has to physically be in Nazar. Reb Yochanan said it could just be somewhere in Yerushalayim. Aye, the question was, they argued about it already, but Tzricha, they had to argue again. If Nigalin Chamiz had we only had the Machlokes regarding Chamiz, I would have thought, but who would come to maybe it's regarding chametz. Rabbi Yochanan said you don't need alba samach from the isser, because what we're dealing with is an isser. Isay, wherever it is. So over here, it makes sense. Why would you need the chametz to be in Nazar? It sounds like if you have chametz, you'll violate this. But when it comes to the shechit of the toida, being mekadesh the lechem, like kadesh al b'fnim, there is a svara to say that the only time it gets kedusha if it's next to it, and maybe over there, imoydele rishim ben lakish, debein an alba samach. Maybe they agree to Rish Lakish that Al needs to be besamach. The Gemara explains it's very wordy. The Isa gavoy kodesh iloy loy, because if it's not inside, it's not going to get kedusha. Midi da havi a klisharis, just like a klisharis, right? A klisharis can be mekadesh kolanegeya. The halach is has the ability into klisharis or into the mizbeach has the ability to be mekadesh, but only if it makes real contact. So there's no question. Distance, proximity matters very much when it comes to Kedusha. So it makes sense that Rabbi Yochanan maybe would hold Al mean Samuch in the laws of Lachmei Toida, in the ability for the Shechit of the Karban Toida to be Mekadesh to Lachmei Toida. But as it relates to this Isra of Leisishchad Al-Chamiz Dam Zivchi, there's no Svara for Al to mean Besamuch. So maybe over here Al doesn't need Besamuch. That's why to understand Rabbi Yochanan Shita, that he holds in both places that Al means doesn't have to be Samuch, you would have to tell it to me both. Yes, had we only had regarding Kiddush Lachem, I would have thought Ben Lakish mean Alba Samach. I would have thought it's only the Rish Lakish holds you do need Alba Samach. The Isa Gavoy Kaddish, Eloy Loy Kaddish, Avalini Chametz. But as it relates to Chametz, Moidele, the Rabbi Yochanan Labin and Alba Samach, the Isuru, Vachal Hechad Isa Isa, all it is, it's Isser. And therefore, wherever it is, it is, Tzricha, therefore we needed it both. Again, what's the Hezron, the Machlekes, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish? First of all, the Machlekes is this Isser of Loy Sishchad of Chametz Amzifi is only if the Chametz is in the Azara, or even if it's outside of Azara. Rabbi Yechon says it doesn't matter where it is. Rish Lakish said it has to be in the Azara. What's the Hezbollah in the Machloikis? It says Al. L'stishchat Al Chametz. Rabbi Yechon and Shita is that Al means anywhere. Rish Lakish Shita is Al means Besamach. It's the same Machloikis Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish regarding Lach Mitoida. However, there's a special Chiddish between the two cases, and that's why we had to clarify. Rabbi Yochanan holds his shita in both places, and the Rish Lakish holds his shita in both places. Rabbi Shaya asked Rabbi the following question: what would be if the shoychet didn't have any chametz, but echad mimnei chabura had a little bit of chametz? What would be the halacha? Now we know the answer, right? We just had it in the beginning of the Yomid. But who said it in the beginning of the Yom? It wasn't a Mishnah, it wasn't a Brice, it was Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish was an Amayra. Amr Reb Shimon ben Lakish, that was the beginning of the Sugi. Lo'oyle meinichayev. Achei chametz l'shoycheh, oyle zoyreg, oyle echad b'nei chabura. Very nice, it's the Shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. But Rabbi Shai and Rav Ami didn't have to know Rish Lakish. So Rabbi Shai asked Rav Ami what Rish Lakish took for granted. This question, something we've seen already on this Amid. Ein loy l'shoycheh, v'yesh loy l'echem ne'achabur. What's that? Amalei Tzit told him, mi ksiv, does it say, loy sishchat al chamotzecho?
Doesn't matter whose chametz it is, as long as you have a chametz. So you mean if there's one yid anywhere in the world that has a little bit of chametz, you're going to tell me it's aser? No, it says in the Torah, it's sishchat. And then it says in the same pasuk, there's an isalina. You have to make sure that the Karban Pesach is eaten in the emurim burn. You can't leave it overnight. So we learn from here, hanach dekaimi. And when do you have, skip three words, when do you have the Isser Loy Sishchat? You have that wherever you have the Isser of Loyal. So wherever you have Loyal, you have Loy Sishchat. Now who's Achroy? Whose responsibility is it to make sure that there's no noiser? The Chabura, that's their job. So if the Chabura is responsible for the Loyalin, any member of the Chabura that has Chametz will trigger a Loy Sishchat. Zok de Gemara. Amar Rav Papa. Rav Papa said, and the truth is, before we see Rav Papa, we just have to take a step backwards for a minute, and we have to revisit Rav Shimon Sheet in the Mishnah. So in the Mishnah, we had a three-way machloikis regarding this Isra of Loisishchat al Chametz Dam Zivchi. Is it referring only to the Karban Pesach? That was Tanakam Shita. Maybe even the Tamar Shabin Arbayim, that was Rav Yehuda Shita. Or maybe even all Karbanis, that was Rav Shimon Sheet. But Rav Shimon Sheet was a little more intricate than that. Rav Shimon said, quote, HaPesach Barba Asar. If you bring the Karban Pesach on Yudal Nisan, Lishmoy, and you had a mind Lishem Pesach, Chayiv, you're going to be over the sister, assuming you have Chametz. The Shaloy Lishma, if you bring the Shaloy Lishma, Potter. So what does this mean? The Pshat in this, says Rashi, is this is Rav Shimon Lishitasai throughout Shas, not only in Kachem, but really throughout Shas, that Rav Shimon holds that a Shchita She'eino Ru'uya, Loishma Shchita. Rav Shimon holds that any Shchita that's a shchita peiseles, it doesn't allow you to eat the animal that you just slaughtered. Heisnit kein shchita. So it doesn't matter what sugya in Shulchan Aruch you're learning. It doesn't matter if it's a rechayim, it can be a redeya, it can be chayshemish. It doesn't matter what you're learning. This is always going to be the halacha that if the shchita is not a good shchita, it's not going to be a shchita. Just as an example, oisoy ve'es benoy lo sishcha to be a mechad. You're not allowed to shech the mother and its child, maybe a father also. It, on the same day. What if one of the shechitas was not a good shechita? Rav Shimon shechita, shechita in she'en erui, loishma shechita. You aren't over the isra of oisav ez menoy. Perik meruba, chayshem mishpat. What would be the halacha if somebody went and he stole a shayrei keves and then he did tvicho mechira? If it's a shechita she'en erui, Rav Shimon is loishma shechita. You're not going to be chayiv dalve. That's Rav Shimon shechita. Rav Shimon l'shitasai holds that if the shechita is a shechita apiselis, you can't be over the love of loisishchat alchami, it's dam zivchi. So Rav Shimon l'shitasai, says Rashi, who says in perik yisi adam, perik oisav ez menoy, in perik meruba, that a shechita she'en erui is loishma shechita, holds the same thing as relates to the slav. So if you shech the carbon Pesach, shaloi l'shma, Pesach shaloi l'shma, zvachim daf beis, psachim nun tesam beis, it's a pasul shchita. Oh, it's a pasul shchita, it's a shchita shein eruya. Shchita shein eruya, lo ishma shchita. So far, so good. Rav Shimon continues in the Mishnah. He says, v'kar sharkal azvachim. What about another carbon? So you want to know if you could be overlay shchishat al chamizam zivchi for the carbon Pesach, it depends. If it's a shchita ruya, which would mean you did it erev Pesach, bein arbayim, and you got it perfect, then the loch is, yeah, it would be a problem. You'd be over the loy sasni. Otherwise, shaloy l'shma, it's not going to be an issue. What about shar kol azvachin, bein l'shman, bein shaloy l'shman pater? It doesn't matter if it was l'shma, shaloy l'shma. It's always going to be pater. Rav Shimon Shita is, any other carbon, at the time that you're supposed to bring the carbon Pesach, if you shechted it with chametz, you're not going to be over the iser. Ubemayed, if however you did it on Yontif, not Erev Pesach Bein Arbayim, but you did it on Yontif, then the halacha is Lishmoy Pater. If you had in mind Lishem Pesach, it's going to be Pater. Shaloy Lishmoy Chayev. But if you had in mind Shaloy Lishma, it's going to be Chayev. Meaning, Ubemayed, as it relates to the Karban Pesach, clarify. Ubemayed, the Karban Pesach, if you had in mind Lishma, you're going to be Pater. V'shaloy l'shma, if you had in mind shaloy l'shma, you're going to be chayiv. V'shar kol azvachim, other karbonis as well. Bein l'shman, bein shaloy l'shman is going to be chayiv. Chutz v'nachatas, sheshachta shaloy l'shma, over there you're always going to be pater. The second half of Rav Shimon saying is that the halach of leisishchat's not only true for Pesach, it's not only true for the Tamei Shabbein Arbayim, it's true for shar karbonis as well. However, only sometimes. And what, when exactly you're chayiv, when exactly you're pater, so now we'll see a little bit better in the Gemara. But the point is, sometimes you're going to be chayiv, sometimes you're going to be pater. From a super high level, it's kedai to get this, just before we see the whole Gemara, is that shar kol hazvachim on Erev Pesach, you're going to be pater. But Shar Kol HaZvachim on Pesach itself,
you're going to be chayev. On that note, Znok the Gemara. Amar Rapapa said, Hilkach, based on what we just said, what was the last thing we said? Echad ha-zoyrek, echad ha-shoychet, echad of any member of the Chabura that has chametz, and you now shech the carbon Pesach, where the chametz is in Dazor, not in Dazor, Machlik's Rebech and Rish Lakish, the Lach is going to violate the Issen. My Papa said, I'm going to add something to this list. Koyin ha-makter is a-chelef, if the koyin that was makter the chelef had chametz, also over the loisase. You're also going to be over the loisase. Why? What did he see in the previous Gemara? And why is he saying this? The reason is because we just mentioned the hekish of loisishchad al chametz dam zivchi. Right afterwards, it says v'loyolin laboiker zevachag haPesach. So if you're the makter, you're nichlal in the loyolin, because you're the one who's supposed to be makter it. So as a result, you would, if you had chametz, you would be over leisishchat. So it's echad ha-shoichet, echad ha-zoyrek, echad ha-makter, and if any member of the Bnei HaChabur. Zok to Gemara. Om Rapapa. So Tanya Kavasi de Rapapa. A raya from a braisa that supports what Rav Papa said. Ha-shoichet is ha-pesach ha-chametz. If someone shechts the carbon pesach ha-chametz, over leisase. Emesai, when is the shubas manchu, the shoichet, if it belongs to the shoichet, oy le-zoyrek, or to the zoyrek, oy le-echam im ne-achabur. Hoy le-echam besoifa, oy le-echam belong to some random person. Ein zok ikloy. You don't have to worry about it. Ve-echad ha-shoichet, and it doesn't matter if you shecht it. Ve-echad ha-zoyrek, or if you did the zrika, ve-echad ha-makter, or if you did the haktara, chayiv, you're going to be chayiv. Aval ha-moylik, esa oif, barba asar, but if you didn't malika, eino yoiver b'loi klum, then you're not going to be yoiver. But it's mefurish in this price, like Rapapa said, that the koyin that's makter the chaylev, he would be yoiver b'loi sase if he had chomet. So it's not only, and this is mefurish in the braisa, because that's the second part of the braisa that said echad ha-shoichet, ve-echad ha-zoyrek, ve-echad ha-makter chay. Now the braisa said, if you're moilek etzah oif bar ba'asar, you're not going to be afraid to gemara. Is that true for a minute? I'll ask you a kasha on this braisa that we just mentioned. Ha-shoichet es ha-pesach ha-lochametz, oif ha-baloi sasei. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda said, afatam, amru loy. They told Rabbi Yehuda, loy amru ela be-pesach bilvad, that no, the only time this is a halach is by the carbon pesach. Ey masai, when? Bizman sheyesh l'shoichet oy le-zoyrik. If the shoichet has, or the zoyrik has, oy le-echam im ne-achabur, oy le-echam b'soifa oylam. If a member in the soifa oylam had it, ein ezakik loy. Ve-echad ha-shoichet, this is what we need, ve-echad ha-zoyrik, ve-echad ha-moylik, ve-echad ha-mazeh, Maz is the one that does the hazah with the oif. Chayiv is going to be chayiv. Aval ha-koymetzes ha-mincha, ein ha-yoyver b'loi sase. Ha-makter se-imurim, ein ha-yoyver b'loi sase. Now, this last brisa that we just mentioned contradicts the previous brisa, and it contradicts it in 2 points. Number one, the first brisa said, if you're moylik es-oif barba asa, with chametz, you're not going to be yoyver anything. This brisa said mefurish. Echad ha-shoyv, echad ha-zoyrek, vechad ha-moylik, vechad ha-mazeh, chayiv. That's number one. Number two, the previous braisa said, Echad ha-shoichet, v'echad ha-zoyr, v'echad ha-makter chayef. The last line of this last braisa was, ha-makter se-imurim, eina yoyver b'loi sase. So you have a double stira. You have a stira on 2 points. Number one, regarding malika. Number two, regarding haktara. Kasha malika, malika, kasha haktara, haktara. So the Gemara says, l'tamech, according to you, you're just taking this braisa at face value and you're starting to throw steers all over the place. Kasha malika malika, kasha aktara aktara. How do you read the second braisa? Tikshilachi gufa. Go through the braisa itself. Tiktani, what the braisa say? Lo yomru ela bepesach bilvad. First, the braisa said, right, just go back to the beginning of the braisa. Shoichet es ha-pesach ala chametz, oiva b'leis lasei. V'yuda oimer afatamen. Amru loy no. Lo yomru ela bepesach bilvad. And now you're telling me if you do malika, you're going to be chayv. There's no malika on the carbon pesach. You do malika on an oif, on a bird. So what's going on with the malika over here? Elamai, ela hava hava Reb Shimi. You have to say that there's another tana that has to be inserted over here. And you know who that other tana is, Reb Shimon. And in fact, both brises that mentioned malika, the brise that said malika, no, and the brise that malika, yeah, are Reb Shimon. And the brise that said aktara, yeah, and the brise that aktara, no, is both Reb Shimon. How does that make sense? Malika, malika lekasha, kan barba asar, kan b'chol shomay. One's talking about malika on Yudalid Nisan, Erev Pesach, and the other one's talking about where it was on Mayid. We said Erev Pesach, the only time, even according to Reb Shimon, who was marba other karbonis to this Isser, would you be over that is if it was not on Erev Pesach. But Erev Pesach only on the carbon Pesach. So therefore, malika, Erev Pesach is not going to be an issue. The second braisa that said Echad HaMoylek is talking about on Yontif. On Yontif, there's a halacha that you would be over, even for Shar Kambanas. But v'idi v'idi Reb Shimoni, Aktara, Aktara. What about the stira between Aktara? Nami l'kash, you have to add something. Tanoihi, you have to say there was a machloikis tanam. The Tana, the two braises argued with each other. The ikka, the makish, Aktara, l'shchita. There must be one Tana that was that was makish haktar l'shchita, v'ikamanda loy makish, and there's one that didn't make the hakish. Either way, going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah again said, ha-shoychet, yeah, we'll stop here.